emergency mistake.
Hi.
We have, you guys are in charge of the scene out there, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. We have our aircraft unit that's been patrolling the skies along with the helicopters, and I guess the winds are getting pretty bad. He just wanted to double check and see if he was needed for anything at all, or if he can go ahead and clear.
Let me check, find out something for you, okay?
Okay.
Hang on. State patrol, whatever. They have their helicopter or their airplane or whatever up, and it seems really windy up there. Do we need it anymore? Can they clear? Okay, thank you.
Communications.
Washington, D.C.
Yeah, Debbie.
I'm trying to find someone who might be able to join us this evening to speak about the SWAT team operation that happened today.
I'm going to try to get a hold of one of my guys. Can you hold on?
Sure can.
Now, leave me a message and I'll call you back as soon as I
can. Ma'am?
Yes.
I'm having a little problem getting a hold of, I've got three down on scene, but,
we're doing a special tonight at 10 o'clock Eastern time, and we'd love to have one of them.
Let me try another number.
Okay, hold on. I sure can. I can hold the text.
All right, I'll be just a second.
Thank you.
Edward, please, do you have an emergency?
No, just a moment.
Captain, can I check? Do you have an emergency?
No, I do not.
Just a moment, please.
All right, just a moment.
Okay, thanks.
They don't play ball, etc. Are these kids homosexual?
That we don't know yet.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Roberta.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
They want to go ahead and hang on. Are we supposed to go ahead and
let me find out for you, sir. Hang on. Did they want deputies, can they hang on or are they allowed to go?
Lieutenant Potter.
Potter? Sir? Sir Potter? Sheriff Buchanan, Sheriff's Office, do you have an emergency?
No, I don't.
Please hold. Hi, is this Dave?
No.
Hang on for me. Hi, is this Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and clear.
Great, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks, bye. Hi, who do I have on hold again?
35.
45?
135.
135?
Yep.
Yes, hang on for me.
Okay.
What's your name?
This is Parker.
Parker. Just finding out for you, sir, okay?
No problem.
Okay, you can come in.
Okay, thanks.
See Sergeant Roberts when you get in.
Pardon me?
See Sergeant Roberts when you get in.
Okay, will do.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Sheriff Buchanan, Sheriff's Office, do you have an emergency?
No.
Please hold. Thank you for holding. How can I help you?
I just wondered, I'm an EMT basic, and I just wondered if there's any way I can help at all with this.
I think they're fine.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you for holding. How can I help you?
I heard about what happened at Columbine.
Yes.
And this may not be important, I don't know, but I was in the Army-Navy surplus store on Sunday.
Yep.
Somebody called, the lady was selling my fishing license. They called her and I listened to the conversation. They were looking for live hand grenades and shotgun shells.
Okay. What's your name, sir?
Eric.
Eric?
E-R-I-C.
Yep, last name?
Bartholomew. Bartholomew.
Your phone number, sir?
Home phone number 303-789-0743.
0743, I'll have an investigator return your call.
Let me give you my cell number, too, because I may not be home. It's 303.
Yep.
507-3222.
3222.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. Hey, Sheriff, is this emergency?
No, it's raining in different services.
Hello?
Yes,
sir, I can't hear you.
It's Karen in Victim Services.
Hi, Karen.
I guess we're still trying to figure out what happened to those buses. We've been told that they went to the command post, to Leewood when they first come to Columbine Library.
Okay.
And
hold on, Karen. I'll try and find out, okay?
Yes. No, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Is it still at Columbine? Do they still need medical staff down there?
Yes, some of the fire department, sir.
Okay.
West Metro?
Okay.
Or South Metro?
Okay.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you, bye. Can you give that to investigator? Thank you. Jeff, can I share something?
Hey, it's me.
Hi.
Did anybody tell me what second shift units were sitting on those three houses? One should be on Cougar Road.
I don't know that. Let me try high van.
Thanks.
Okay. Hi, this is?
This is Diane.
Diane? Okay. It's Renee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hang on. I think Mickey's doing it, but let me check for you. How's it going down there?
Busy.
Yeah. Hang on for me.
Okay.
Mickey, that's Diane. Thanks.
Communications.
Hey, it's Jack Alcala.
Hi.
The dispatcher just say everybody who's on watch one can EOS at the regular time?
I believe so, but let me check real quick.
Okay.
Dave, day shift is EOSing at regular time, right? Road is, yes.
Okay.
As long as they're not tied up on the incident down at Columbine.
Okay, who passed that along?
Who passed that along?
Right, who said that's okay, do you know?
I got it from Baldwin, who got it from Potter, who talked to Roberts.
Is that the way it went, Dave?
You authorized everybody going home on vacation?
Potter talked to Roberts and...
No, you didn't talk to Roberts.
I thought he talked to Roberts.
Potter said they can clear as long as they're not tied up.
They can clear or go home?
Oh.
Well, can I speak with you, Mr. Sorry, Baldwin.
Jack, what's up, buddy?
So, Lieutenant Potter has authorized everybody on day shift who's not involved because they can go EOS.
Right, because we had enough two watch cars and no calls. We only have two priority three calls home. So he said if day shift, the day shifters can split.
They can go home.
Right.
All right.
Okay? That's what he said.
You want to talk to him and make sure he thinks that's wise?
Yeah, he does, because I don't know how long you're going to be able to keep him. The thing is, he wants them to be debriefed by Bill, and I would imagine that you might want to tell him that, hey, you know, just get some sleep, be on standby, you may get called in, because this is going to be an extensive several-day thing, so.
Right, so if I were, all right, well, the second shift does have the road covered. I'm just wondering if there's a better use for the first shift deputies.
Not at this time. We've got so many agencies down on the crime scene data, they're not asking for any more help.
I understand.
Yeah.
But, you know, eventually those other agencies are going to pull out, especially when their shift is over, there's nothing for them to do.
Right.
Okay, if he's a lieutenant, he makes the decisions.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it, but if he's going to do it, that's fine.
Yeah, well, I don't know how long would you keep him, though?
I'd keep him for 24 hours if we needed him.
Yes, you can.
It's ridiculous that we're calling in people from other
places. We're not calling in, they're volunteering.
Okay.
Right.
Now, it's ridiculous to just say, you can go home now. I mean, it might be useless for them within the next 6 to 8 hours or so that they can easily handle. Tomorrow's a holiday. But
well, I'll tell you what, before we do that, let me give a holler to the command post. Let them know we're going to release Watch 1 cars. If they can see a better use for them, we won't release them.
Okay.
And I'll call you back. Then I'll pass it through Potter and I'll call you back.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Communications,
next.
Hi, Matt. Well, I couldn't get through earlier. I sat in thing to Pat and I had her pull three units posted on three different houses. Something happened.
Okay, Diane.
Yeah.
I'm back. My phone cord just pulled out.
Okay, what's up? Earlier when we couldn't get you on the cell phone,
uh-huh.
I asked Pat a message and told her we needed units to go sit on three different houses. I'm being told now that one of the houses is unsecure. Do you know of anybody that was sitting there, or are they still sitting there?
Okay, let me check. Hold on.
Or something.
A live interview at 8 and they're calling now?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And so I've got a couple of numbers and another point of contact if we want to do this.
Let me write it down.
Okay.
By then, hopefully some things will have calmed down.
Okay. Yeah, I know. It's pretty hectic. And
maybe we can save those for Steve.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. It's from Washington.
From Washington. I can't remember exact news. Whatever. I know she's in Washington.
8 p.m.?
8 p.m. a live interview is what they want to do, which will be 10 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay.
Her name's Debbie Berger.
Debbie Berger.
202.
Okay.
898-7926.
Okay.
This is our pager number, 202-996-4307. And then she left another lady's name and number in case she's not accessible, which is Kim Abbott.
Okay.
And that's 404-827-1412.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
Sure. Keep sending them. We're almost out of batteries, but we're getting there.
Okay.
If you get a chance, call our dispatch and tell them to send batteries to us.
To the, for cell phone?
Yes.
Really?
Don't know what they are. They're department cell phones.
You want them? You want more cell phones? Okay, right now.
Do you have more cell phones?
Well, I can call and find that out.
Okay.
Or you need some more down there? How many do you need?
Well, everybody is about out of batteries, so probably as many as anyone can scrape together.
All right. I'll see what I can do.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
He doesn't understand why they're going to let him go home. He seems to think that all the other agencies are going to pull off that crap. So, well, I'll find out. I'll call the command post and we'll see what they have to say. I said we got plenty. There ain't no sense of working these people 24 hours, you know. And they're coming, right? Boulder and AdCom are on their way. Commerce City.
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
Actually, I'm the one that lives here at this house, but are you looking for an officer?
Actually, I'm looking for the command post.
This is it. If there was anybody answering here, I'll hand it to someone here.
Thank you.
It's command post somebody.
Let's get it,
Hey, Ralph, Dave Baldwin.
Hey,
I'm getting ready to release, or actually Lieutenant Potter up here is getting ready to release day shift cars who were taking calls. You guys see an issue with that as far as the command post goes? Can you talk to the incident commander? Just let him know, pass it by him, see what he has to say.
You need to speak up, Dave. I can hardly hear you.
Can you run it by the incident? Is the incident commander there?
You're calling a residence here, big guy.
I know. That's what we were given for the command post, 347-2920. What's that?
You're at the command van.
Okay. I was given this number for the CP.
No, this was it originally, but it's not anymore.
Oh, I'll pass that on.
All right.
Thanks.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for sharing. Jefferson County Sheriff's Office.
Hi, yeah, I'm trying to get hold of Steve Davis.
Okay, Steve Davis is currently at Columbine High School answering some questions.
Right.
Are you in the news media?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let me take your name and number, and I'll have somebody return your call. Let me see if there's somebody available now, though. Hang on for me.
Okay.
Thanks for holding. I'll pass you through to somebody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Did you let any news media people that Brunel's phone's ringing? No.
Media will be on you today. I'm starting from Radio New Zealand in Auckland, in New Zealand.
Okay. Is there anybody I can take a couple of moments with?
Let me see if that's possible.
Thank you, my love. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we did a couple of checks.
Thanks for holding. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Do you guys have a media relations officer?
Do I have a what, sir?
Do you have a media relations officer?
Yes, I do. I can have him call you.
I'm sure he is just, like, incredibly busy at this point.
Yes, that is accurate. I should jot down your name and number real quick.
Okay. How long is the list?
It's pretty long, but we have a lot of people working on this, so
okay.
I can't give you a time frame.
Right. My name is Gary Boggs.
Gary Boggs?
Boggs, B-O-G-G-S. This is going to sound absurd, but I'm calling from a television station in North Carolina.
Oh, we've had New Zealand, Australia, and
okay.
Everywhere else you can imagine. So.
Sounds good. The number is 704-374-3691.
Okay, so I'll pass it along.
Are you able to answer any questions whatsoever regarding, like, I mean, how many, you know, material witnesses you guys have in, you know, requesting?
I'm really not, sir.
Okay, is there anyone else there that I may speak with that could possibly, I mean, just all I need is just, like, a few short questions answered, and that would really make my day. I mean,
my person's on the phone. If you can hold on, I'll try and switch you to him, okay?
You're who?
My DJ person.
Sounds good.
Everybody's on the phone.
Thank
hold
you
on.
So much.
You're welcome.
Trench Coat Mafia, do you have any information on them that you can give us? If they have any groups in this, you know, concerned about copycat incidents.
Can you hold on and let me get my investigator?
Great.
Thank you. Jokes. It's Sipowicz.
What?
Sipowicz, you know, NYPD.
Oh, okay.
Did it. Yeah. All right, hold on.
Hi, Detective Eterno.
Yes, how you doing? This is
good. How's it going?
Well, I'm sorry for the trouble out that way.
Thank you very much.
My boss wants to know the chief of department. It's Trench Coat Mafia. Do they have any members that from Colorado? Do you know anything about them? What's the group there?
Just from what I understand, it's from the school, and it was a bunch of kids that liked to wear trench coats.
Oh, yeah, they,
and it developed at this school that the shooting occurred at.
When did they form as a group?
I'm not sure. I talked to one of the original members,
right.
And I think it was possibly a year ago at the most.
Right.
And they all liked to just wear trench coats, and they, there's some rumor of them possibly being paramilitary or skinhead type of group, but that hasn't been confirmed.
Possibly skinhead?
Yeah.
Okay, were they basically a white group or any minority members, or was they still with the ethnic background?
No, all white kids.
Okay, what's the age of it? What year are you? Are you freshman, sophomore, or you
I really don't have their ages at this point of the suspects.
Right, how many members do you know?
That I don't know either.
Any idea, like a call figure, like 10, 12?
That's, if I had to guess, I would say that.
12?
Maybe 10, 12 members.
You got the other officers in for investigation or not?
I'm sorry?
Bring any others in for investigation?
Well, we got a small over here.
Okay, and, did the school know they existed? Was it like a parent group that the school knows?
At this time, I don't know. I don't know if they knew that this existed or not.
But the students know they were.
The students, seem to know about them.
Do they like to wear trench coats? Black trench coats, please?
Black trench coats,
Is that common out there, no?
No, not really. Actually, it's the first I heard of it.
So you're a detective who?
Acherno.
Can you see your last name, please?
A-C.
A-C.
I-E-R.
I-E-R.
N-O.
N-O?
Uh-huh.
Is the number directly right in place or not? Because I got busy, you know, the other number was basically very busy.
My desk is 303-271-5626.
5626.
But I'm not over there right now, being the liaison in the dispatch center. And I bounced to different phones. I couldn't tell you a phone number.
You have a paper I can get you on?
Yeah, 303. 271. 5368. And then my pager number is 5626.
Pager? 5626. 626. There's something about 10 to 12 members, black trench coats. They're really just affiliated with that county, you know? You don't have a, like, kind of like, looks like the L Rangers.
No.
And it just formed about a year ago, and they basically like to watch.
That's kind of the. I haven't given straight information about that, but I. Kind of figured it. That's about what it is.
I mean,
it's been about a year.
And the fact they have weapons, I mean, outside New York City, I mean, a lot of kids go hunt and stuff like that. That's not unusual, then, right?
Not down here. That's suburbia, South Jefferson County.
But it also is unusual.
It's very unusual, especially these type of weapons.
Okay, what were the weapons?
or?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it's semi.
Right.
45 cal, that 12 gauge shotgun.
Is there any, gun laws there? Like, you're not allowed to.
Any what?
Gun laws that you're not, are these guns legally possessed or not?
No, they're legally possessed because they're by minors.
Because they're, well, they're agents, but
right.
Adults, they were allowed to have these guns.
Yeah.
They've got a what's the high school?
Carrying concealed weapons bill in the legislation right now, so that's going to help on the vote, I'm sure.
What's the high school? What's the high school?
Columbine.
C-A?
C-O-L-U-M-B-I-N-E.
C-O-L-U-M-B-I-N-E? These kids were 10 or 12 members, elective of black trench coats. Were they, like, intimidating people in the school? Like, you know, getting, like, you know, six people up in the school and stuff like that? Like,
well, not that I've heard so far.
There's been no history of them causing problems in the school? Like,
no. No.
What was the reason they formed? Did they have any indication of what brought them together?
I'm sorry?
Any indication of what brought them together? What was the reason they formed?
Not at this point, no.
Okay, any history of the family? Like, the families were wacky or no?
Not that I know of.
And there's no problems with the family. That's two guys and guys, right?
Not that I've heard so far.
It's just a small community. You've heard basically no whole soul, right?
It's pretty big.
How many people?
Well, there's 500,000 in Jefferson County alone.
Okay. And if my name is Barry, if I have to call you, you know, you can call it correct. There'll be no problem with it. It won't be a show to me.
Okay.
With the intelligence business, sorry.
All right. I'm sorry?
I'll give you my number in this case. 718?
see if we've got anything further.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hi, okay?
Hi. Yeah?
We need to confirm for the coroner how many DOAs you guys have so far. Oh, pardon.
We don't know yet.
You don't know yet?
No, we've heard it. I just talked to Trina probably 10 minutes ago. Is it since then or?
Yep, because she just walked out.
Okay. Don't air any of this, obviously, but we've heard, the highest number we heard was 25. We've heard 18 to 25 fairly consistently, and that's the same.
In the library?
Yeah.
Okay, how many suspects do we still have out there?
We think that we got to get suspects.
Get DOA on the suspects. How many still out?
I think they pretty well got it secured because they're wanting the lab and investigators to do the walkthrough.
Okay, how come we're calling out the SWAT team from Boulder and ADCOM then?
I don't know.
Okay, because they're in
lab. Get with Walter and find out though.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh, okay, hold on. Just a second. Potter wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Hey. We got a confirmation on the dead number?
No, we don't.
Okay.
We've heard anywhere from 18 to 25.
Dead?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the SWAT team?
That's what?
Yeah, we got the coroner here. Is that the SWAT team or?
That's from the teams that have been in there, that's correct.
Okay, and then they've been between 18 and 25?
Right.
Okay, and two of them may be the suspects then, right?
That's what we're thinking.
Okay, so we got a plan for at least 18, you think?
At least, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know, we're gonna do a walkthrough here in hopefully in the next 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay, could you let dispatch here know as soon as you find out?
Sure.
Because there's a lot of things happening here that as soon as that goes out, we're going to be just swamped in here.
Oh, we're not putting that out. So.
Well, it's out.
Nobody is.
You didn't know? The sheriff said so on TV.
Oh, okay.
The sheriff once said it's 25 fatalities.
Okay.
And our phones lit up. They're all over the world here.
I'll bet they did.
Yeah. And then the coroner's asking us. We don't know what to tell her.
No, I just talked to Trina and I told her that same information I just gave you.
Okay, could you let us know too until you find out?
Sure, I'll do it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, is Potter around?
He wasn't in the door. Hold on.
What am I really calling for?
Oh, he's on with Kickbush right now. Can I call you in just a second?
Well, I can hold for you.
Okay. Hold on. Jefferson County Sheriff's Office?
Hello, this is Pastor Dale Reeder from Conifer, Colorado.
Uh-huh.
I'm a friend of John Stone. Is there any way to get a message to me?
I can sure try. What did you need?
I just wanted to let him know that we are praying for he and the Sheriff's Department in the Columbine incident, and also know that he did a superb job in that impromptu interview on television.
Okay, and I'm sorry, what was your name, Jeff?
Pastor Dale Reeder, R-E-E-R.
Okay.
Community Church.
Okay.
And he became a friend of mine through the commissioner.
Okay.
Wanted to let him know that our prayers are with that school and the parents, particularly with the sheriff officers, as well as others.
Oh, that's great. Thank you very much.
He doesn't need to return my call or anything, but if there's anything he sees that we can do as a church, he's welcome to call me.
Okay, great.
Number is
we have none of that information here at all, unfortunately. They haven't passed us anything else like that.
Do you guys have deputies down there?
Yes, we do.
Alrighty, well, thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Alright.
Security.
Hi.
Colorado Elementary, when they released all the kids, most of them abandoned their backpacks.
Uh-huh.
Do you want deputies to go down there and check and assess the situation?
At Colorado Elementary?
Uh-huh.
What, they leave their backpacks for, just to get out of the school?
Yeah.
Is there a need to have somebody go down, or?
With the bombs that have been found in the backpacks.
Okay.
We're not sure. What we think is that these kids have taken off and left their backpacks, but they told me to call you and see if a couple deputies wanted to go down or just assume, leave it alone or... Lisa?
My last name was Kerwin.
K-I-R-W-I-N.
Can I phone over there?
232-8688.
Okay, I'll let them know and see what's going on. Is there anybody from the school still there?
Yes, they are.
Who should they meet with?
Still there. Okay, principal and staff. Principal's name is Joyce.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Great, thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye.
Okay, office. Hello, good afternoon. Can I speak to Steve Davis or somebody from the press office?
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
So our coroner's office can handle the 18 to 25.
they can go down there and pick them up or whenever we're ready for them and the crime scene is taken care of. Second part is that Denver detectives or somebody from the Denver Police Department is not going to our command post, and they're calling the Denver coroner out to pick up our bodies. So I want to have Lieutenant Cookbush at least tell the Denver authorities or whatever is down there that they listen. We have our own coroner's office.
That's right.
So that was the two things that we needed to get clear with the coroner's office.
Okay.
There's 18 to 25.
All right.
That was about it.
We're all right over here. We got a couple attorneys over here. Search warrants are pretty well done.
Good.
Now there's no real urgency, that doesn't sound like.
Well, no, I understand that your investigative team is going into the school in about 10 minutes to do a sweep.
Yep.
And we'll know more after that. So that's what we're doing right now. I just want to confirm, A, that Denver's not coming out, and B, is that we got 18 to 25 fatalities, so I can tell the coroner's office.
Okay.
So that's where we are right now.
The SWAT team's done with their sweep, right?
Apparently so.
Okay.
They did a nose count coming out. Now, they maybe duplicated a few bodies, but they seem like 18 to 25.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Very good.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for holding me. Help you?
Hi. I called earlier today, and I just had some information that I had given to your office there. A detective did call me back, and unfortunately, I didn't catch his name, and I was wondering if there was any way at all, if I gave him my name, if there was any way at all we could find out who he is. I may have talked to you. I had put in, I found some information on the internet that had to do with the shooting, and he called me back, and
okay, it was probably, Deputy Eternal. He's been calling back people with information.
Okay. And the only thing I wanted to know was is I gave him all the information that was in this profile, the persons that they were with, this supposed gang and everything.
Okay.
But now what really kind of freaked us out, we went on there, and I added the name to my buddy list. It popped on. All of a sudden, the profile that I had given to him, and I did copy it, I still have a copy of it, it disappeared. They changed it to say something else, which makes no sense to me at all.
Okay.
Now that's gone, but this person was online. I mean, this whole thing's going on, and we've got a person online who supposedly is with this gang or whatever.
Okay.
You're online.
Okay. And what is your name?
Sherry Bell.
Okay, and your number again?
719-392-3033.
Okay, he's on another line, but I'm going to have him get back with you here, okay?
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Just going to share something.
I need to talk to somebody about this shooting that was on TV.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm just watching Channel 2.
Uh-huh.
And I just called another part of the police department in Denver.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
And I need to talk to somebody about something I saw on TV when I was sitting here watching it earlier.
Okay, ma'am, what did you see?
I saw a man standing there in a white shirt with fatigues on. And he acted like he had come out of that building. He was a young man with some two or three others standing there.
Uh-huh.
And it was back a ways, way back. And they were looking for a man in a white T-shirt, and I thought, I noticed those fatigues, and I thought...
Were they the Army, or were they
low pocket.
Okay, but were they, like, the urban, the gray and black, or the green and black?
I think they were, I couldn't tell, green and black, you know those guys out there that they were searching mm-hmm. out there in the field?
Right.
Didn't they have some fatigues on?
Okay.
I'm not sure, but...
About what time did you see this?
Back on Channel... I've already called Channel 2, but I don't know that they're going to do anything. And I told them it was way back on their filming, back about 3 hours ago.
Okay.
Or more. And I noticed it. I thought, fatigues. Why fatigues in school?
A lot of kids wear them.
You know?
A lot of kids wear them.
And he had a white T-shirt on, and he acted like he had come out of there, you know. He was kind of hugging himself, you know what I'm saying? And he was with two or three other people. And you know when they had that, where they had the ambulances first there, and they were newsmen standing there talking.
Okay, ma'am, we'll let our investigators know.
Okay, he was on the right, they're standing. Okay, I just thought I'd let you know something.
Okay.
And I appreciate you listening.
Thank you very much, ma'am. We'll have somebody check it out.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Hey, I was doing an interview.
Thank you. Thank you for helping me help you.
Hi, I wasn't holding. I'm just calling in.
Oh, okay.
I'm probably overwhelmed, maybe. I don't want to keep on the speaker line, so I'll tell you this. As quick as possible. I'm out in California, and I've been watching this story all day on CNN.
Uh-huh.
I searched online, and I went into the members area, like a members search, and I was searching for people of that community in Littleton, and wishing them well and telling them my prayers are with them and stuff. I have children that can relate.
Uh-huh.
But as I'm doing that, you can see their profile. So you can see if anybody puts in personal information about themselves or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I came across one that kind of caught my eye because it says, Littleton, Colorado, female, proud member of the Trenchcoat Mafia.
Okay.
Columbine High School.
Okay.
And I just thought, you know, you guys might want to follow up on that. Because
right. Can I get your name and number real quick?
Kathy Anonymous?
I just need to have the officer that's collecting all that to call you back and take that from you.
Okay, I just don't want any retaliation.
No. This is just for him to call you back and get the information.
Okay, can I just give you the number?
Okay.
Your name?
Okay.
Okay, it's 209.
Okay.
545-2918.
Okay. I'll have him call you back here, and because we just had another one say something about she had found information about the gang online also.
Oh, really?
So, not specifically at Columbine, but across the country. So.
Yeah. Well, I did a member search. When I found that, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
How much more is there? So then I did a search under that. And because I did it originally just for the school,
right.
In Littleton,
right.
And all of a sudden I came up with this, and then I did the search on the Central Mafia, and there were others in other states.
Okay.
So it is a well-known thing,
right.
That, you know, we don't know about.
Okay. All righty, I'll have him call you back. He's on the phone now, so it may be a bit.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I might be stepping out in about an hour.
Okay. Do you have like an answering machine or something?
I do.
Okay.
And then I don't know.
Okay. All righty.
Playing phone tag then.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. It's been Deputy Eternal. I'm not sure if someone else is going to take his place this afternoon or not.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Postal newspaper. Does anyone have to speak to about the shooting?
If I get your name and number, I'll have somebody get back in touch with you real soon.
It's Tom Frank.
And you're with what paper?
Newsday in New York.
Newsday?
Right.
Any phone number?
516-843-2998.
Okay, sir. I'll give them one of our PIOs and call you.
Is there any number of the people that are killed?
Not yet. At least I'm not aware of it.
All
they
right.
Might have that information.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
Jefferson County Sheriff's Office.
Yes, I'm calling to find out if you're going to need volunteers for counseling.
Let me take out your name and number, and I'll pass that along to the right people. Can you hold on one moment, sir? Thanks. Jefferson County Sheriff, is this an emergency?
No.
One moment, sir. Jefferson County Sheriff, is this an emergency?
No, it's not.
One moment, please.
Thank you.
Okay, sorry about that. What's your name and number?
My name is Toma Grubb.
Can you spell your last name?
G-R-U-B-B.
And the phone number in case we need you, sir?
429-7096.
Okay.
My background, I'm a Vietnam vet. I've been through a lot of counseling on this kind of stuff. I understand it pretty well.
Okay.
I'm not an MSN or psychiatrist, but I might be able to help if you run out of people.
Okay, sir. Well, we really appreciate your call, and we'll definitely call you if we can use that.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I beg your pardon?
May I help you?
Yes. The police went out and arrested three young men who were in the field.
Yes.
Okay. And they kept one of them.
Okay.
Okay. And, well, they were looking elsewhere. They weren't looking directly at him. He flipped something that landed about 10 feet from him.
Okay.
And it might be very incriminating.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm making a long distance call because I don't want you to miss out on anything.
Okay. And what is your name?
Peter Loris, L-O-R-I-S.
And your phone number?
Area code 916-421-0725.
Okay. All right. And you saw this while they were on TV, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was very intent in watching it, as I am very specific about what I see.
Okay. All righty. The deputy is taking all that information. I'll give him your phone number. He'll call you back here in a little while. He's got a list here that we just keep handing him of people to call, but he'll be interested in that.
If I hear from him in 2 days, I'll be happy.
Oh, well, I think he's trying faster than that. He's been getting them in within about, you know, half an hour or so.
Did they finally arrest that guy, or did they leave him off?
Well, I think they were interviewing him, so I'm not sure what they're doing with him now.
Yeah.
Okay.
You better hurry this one up so that you don't lose the
guy. Right, right.
Okay.
I'll get it over to him right away.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye.
Just going to share something.
This is Kinkbush. Let me talk to Potter.
Sure, hold on.
Are you going to get the other teams over there, too?
One. Right here.
Okay.
Okay. Alrighty.
not yet.
We're pulling in 5 more SWAT teams.
Yeah.
And they don't even have that building secured, so
the building is not secured.
I'm not releasing any roadblocks.
Okay, no roadblocks are going to be open. Any first shift unit that doesn't have an assignment, quote, quote, road traffic control, they can go home. General patrol can go home. But we still need one in coal mine here. State patrol. Okay, you need anything else?
No, it should be okay.
Okay, you need anything coming?
Hold on.
Okay. All right, bye.
Bye.
Hey, this is Tracy over at West Metro.
Hi.
Hey, we were out today on a grass fire where a bomb started it.
Uh-huh.
And your people, your deputies, asked us to keep the scene until their lab could process it.
Yeah.
And because apparently it has the same dope or whatever same stuff that they found in the house.
Right.
The backpack just like at the school.
Right.
But they have to, they can't cure the children.
Okay, let me find out what we want to do, okay?
Okay.
Where are they at?
They are on Blackwood between Chatfield and McCarroll on the east side.
Okay, Trace, I'll give you a call.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Chip, let me switch you to a secretary, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Hold on, sir. Emergency? A cancellation of an alarm. I'll be right back here. Is this an emergency?
Then this is Detective Wilhelm from Lakewood PD.
Hi, can you hold on a moment?
You bet.
Thanks. What alarm do you have canceled? The county sheriff's office.
Yes, this is St. Martin Parish Sheriff's Office.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I was just advised on what happened to call you and let you know if ever y'all need a bomb dog, just to request it.
Oh, okay. And which sheriff's office?
This is St. Martin Parish.
St. Martin?
Yes.
Parish? Bomb dog. Do you have a phone number?
Okay, our phone number is 394-3071.
3071?
Correct.
And that's 303?
No, area code is 318.
318. Okay. Okay, great. I'll get this to the commander and...
And this was advised by Captain Scott Haydale.
But Captain Scott, and what is the last name?
Haydale.
And how do you spell that?
Haydale.
D-E-L.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
Bye.
Hey, this is Marilyn at the Post calling.
Hi.
I don't know if you have any time for us, and I know you've had a terrible day, but...
Can you hold on one moment, sir?
Sure.
Jefferson, can you hear us? An emergency?
Pass Roger, please. One moment.
Jefferson County Sheriff's Office.
Hi. I call and I talk to, I guess, the secretary in John Stone's office.
Okay.
It's a 5305 number.
Uh-huh.
And I gave her some information about the shooting thing, and she kind of took it very lightly. And I talked to my local FBI office, and they said to really be insistent about this information.
Okay. Yes, we do have a deputy here that's taking names and numbers so that he can call them back, because I'm handing him 3 more as we speak.
Okay.
And he will call you back, and they're interested in giving any information.
Okay, because I'm calling all the way from California.
Okay. So what's your number?
It's 415.
Okay.
507. 1570.
1570. And your name?
My name is Mimi.
Mimi?
Uh-huh. And it has bearing on the motivation.
Okay.
And I've been trying to get through since 11 o'clock this morning with this information because I think it would have helped then. So
yeah.
I'm kind of passe, but...
Okay. Well, I'll hand it to him with these other ones. I'm just handing out.
Okay.
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 Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, yes. Yes, this is Todd.
Just a moment. Justin, can I share a permit?
Yes, this is Chaplain Moldy from Tacoma Police Department in Tacoma, Lexington.
Yes, sir.
And I'm just wondering if there's anybody I can get in contact on there. I'm a trained a debriefer and diffuser, and if there's anybody that I could talk to that might want my help.
The Columbine High School situation?
Yes.
Can you hold on just a moment?
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. How may I help you? Just a moment.
Okay, is this Wilton here, this number I just called?
No, you reached the Edgewater Police Department, but that's all dispatched by Jefferson County, and that's who needs the be needing the assistance.
Okay.
It's all being handled by our department right now.
Oh, okay, so this is the Sheriff's Department.
Right.
Okay. I'm a trained chaplain with the International Conference of Police Chaplains,
okay.
So I don't know if you folks know about that, but my name is William Boldy.
What's the last name for me?
B-O-W, B as in boy, O-W, L-B-Y.
Okay.
And my home phone number is area code 253-845-1221.
Okay.
And I can come possibly, and I can also bring some other chaplains with me. I'm also an FBI chaplain.
Oh, okay.
So if there's anybody else, if there's an FBI chaplain down there and wants some help, or do you folks have departmental chaplains?
We do, yes.
Okay. So if your departmental chaplain wants some help, I'm available.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call.
All right.
And I'll get this passed on to the proper people.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Just have a follow-up board. The alarm at 3624 South Kipling Parkway, can you cancel? Good. Okay, sorry.
That's all right. This is 703.
Hi.
And I called out earlier that I was picking up that loader to use at the scene.
Okay.
I just want to let you know I returned the loader to the owners, and if you guys got me on, go ahead and take me off.
Oh, we have you clear, so.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks.
Sergeant Park.
Hey, Jim, it's Bill around.
Roberts?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. Who's this?
Sergeant Bobo.
Okay, hang on. Thanks.
Jack, Dave.
He's on the other phone.
Just got off the phone with Command Post.
Okay.
They said they do not need any day shift units that were just out handling routine calls.
Okay.
Potter agrees, though, that we should send them home with the understanding that they be available if they're needed.
Well, this is what we were thinking. We're getting together a crew of mostly reserves.
Great.
And some D-team officers to come in tonight. They're going to come in here at 9 to brief.
Okay.
So they can relieve the security positions around the school, just because it's going to be a huge crime scene.
Right.
So we're planning on having a dozen officers there at about 10 o'clock tonight.
Yep.
To just totally take over the crime scene security.
Okay.
Now we're also planning on having officers in at about 6 reserves tomorrow morning at 6:45 to then relieve those people for crime scene security around the school.
12 officers at 2200, and then what time in the morning?
And probably about 8 more officers at about 07:30 tomorrow morning to relieve that.
Another 8.
And we can always shake it out from there, but that's what we're working on now.
Okay, sounds good. So I would kick those day shift guys, just let them know that it's going to be a multi-day thing here, and that they, being it is their Friday, tomorrow's a holiday,
right,
that they may want to, you know, be available.
We're going to, in fact, I'm going to ask the ones that we just took, two of them right here, I'm going to ask them to be, to see if they can do this tomorrow.
Is anybody over there of command status?
No, they're all down.
Make the order to keep them on standby?
What's that?
They can make the order to put these people on standby?
Oh, I can do it.
Great.
Don't you worry.
Tell them that they need to stay available and get some sleep.
Okay. Thanks, man.
Hey, because the building's still not clear yet.
Yeah, I know it's not clear.
Can you hear the latest on the DOAs?
No, go ahead.
18 to 25 in the school.
18 to 25, and it looks like the two suspects are dead too, right?
Correct. Yeah. But SWAT came out from their initial and said their initial count was anywhere from 18 to 25.
Okay.
So that's just a guesstimate.
That
doesn't include anybody that went to the hospital.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
Hey, thanks, man.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks for holding. How can I help you?
Hey, Sharon, it's the post.
Okay, let me take down your name and number and have someone from media call you.
Okay, it's not Steve I'm looking for. I just talked to him.
Oh.
Do you have an initial time on this? He didn't know.
I believe 11:20.
11:20?
I think. Don't quote me.
Is it written down anywhere that Steve did, though?
Oh, boy. No, there's not an official time anywhere, but I asked somebody, and that was about when it happened.
11:20.
When you got a call.
Alrighty.
I'm sorry, hold on one, okay? Never mind.
Hey, I understand you're busy. Hey, do you have any other times that somebody has mentioned?
No, I don't right now.
I understand. Thank
sorry.
You. Well, so we'll say 11:20, you think, rather than 11:25.
11:25.
Okay. Yeah, who would know?
45.
What?
Who would know? I know that seems like a small thing.
Yeah, yeah. Are you going to let me go ahead and stay at the command post?
I was just trying to go through Steve Davis, you know, I know we can call in here and get it.
Okay, but
I'd have to research it. Oh,
You don't have anything better to do, of course. Yeah. Okay. I'll just go with his 11:25 then.
Okay.
Good time, Dave.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks, bye.
Jefferson County Sheriff's Office?
Yeah, hi. Could you put me to Ron, please?
To who?
Ron, who would be a Johnstone's press officer, perhaps, or...
Okay, hold on just a second.
Thank you. Thank you.
Edgewater Police and Fire, do you have an emergency?
No.
Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, do you have an emergency?
No, not quite. I just wanted to talk to someone about the shooting. I'm calling from Sydney, Australia, from a radio station.
Oh, okay. Hold on just a second.
They're alive, and we're trying to do something and cover this tragedy down what happened today. And I was wondering who I could talk to about having some sort of a spokesperson who was actually at the school.
Well, Steve Davis is at the school, sir. He's handling all the media that is on scene there.
Okay, is there any way I could contact him?
I can't give you his cell phone number, no. Can you hold on just a moment?
Sure.
Thanks.
Communication, Cindy.
Cindy?
Yeah?
This is Brandy.
Hey.
Hi, do you guys need me or anything?
We're looking for someone to cover graveyards, but I got Michelle.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's going to come in.
Okay. Do you guys need to come in for relief or anything?
Well, we've pretty much, we might.
Okay.
Swings might, depends on how long this is going to go.
Okay.
If you want to just kind of keep yourself available and check that,
okay,
I would appreciate it.
Okay, yeah, I called over on the supervisor's desk. I realized the investigators are over there.
Yeah, they've taken that one over.
Okay, cool. Are you going to be at 5513 then?
That's where I'm at right now.
I'll just go.
Glenn and I are both going to be here, so just calling on the regular number. We'll float around.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye. Jefferson County Sheriff's Department, do you have any emergency?
Showing through to Ron, please, in John Stone's office.
One moment. Jefferson County Sheriff's Department, do you have an emergency? Jefferson County Sheriff's Department?
Hello, could I speak to Jackie Coleman, please?
Do you have any idea what division?
West Vista Police Department.
Okay, now this is the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department in Golden, Colorado.
Yes.
I can give you Westminster's phone number.
Yes, please.
303-429-1500.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Just a moment.
Yeah, I need to check and see where a call that came to my house. How do I do that?
Yeah. You need to check a call?
Well, like, okay, I go to Columbine High School, right?
Uh-huh.
And around, I guess around 11:36, we got, like, a call from someplace, and it sounded like a gunshot on the phone, and I was just curious if... how I can check, yeah, like on the answering machine. I was just curious how I can check where that call came from.
It was on an answering machine?
Yeah, I wasn't home.
There's really no way now. It has to be the very last call that you had.
Uh-huh.
And unless you have caller ID or something. No, it has to be the very last call you had, and what has to happen is you have to hang up the phone, pick it up, and then dial the *57 to trace it. And since it's been left, I would say it's probably not possible, especially since you've called me.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we had like 5 calls after that anyway, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's really no way of doing that.
All right.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Yes.
This is St. Anthony's with some of your victims. I got statements and got clothes and stuff like that.
Okay.
I'm assuming you still need some help down at the school. Is that correct?
Dad, I don't know.
Okay. Do you have a telephone number for a command post?
Let me switch it through, okay?
Okay.
Just right here.
Okay, if it's a pager number, so they'll need to touch tone their direct line back in because I've been trying to get through now for like 45 minutes. call you at? Not the best way. Yes, okay. 303-435-0821. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Jennifer. I'm sorry. Let me just correct that. 303-435-0828. Did you get that?
0828?
Yes.
Okay.
Too many cell phones.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Because it's from Peoria, Illinois, I'm calling to see if I can volunteer my service to get some help with the situation we have in Venice. I've talked to a couple of years apart, but it's just a call.
Okay, what is your name, sir?
Kenneth Faye, F-A-E-E. I've done critical stress debris here in Peoria. That police and other people shot a few times. So if you need help, I'm going to fly there.
What's your phone number?
Area code 309-673-639.
Thank you. I'll get this to the proper people.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Right. Bye-bye.
I'm in contact with a principal down here in Colorado that had two mental health workers call her because they can't get access to the scene, and I guess they've been asking for more mental health workers down there.
Okay.
Is there a place where I can tell her to have them go?
Leewood and Pierce is the command post.
Okay. They can't get access into that area. That's what I mean.
They can't. Okay. Are they supposed to go to Leewood Elementary?
I believe so.
Well, I don't have any of the names of anybody.
You don't?
No,
I'm sure. The local
police departments do you think I could try?
No, this is our situation.
It's your situation.
It's our situation.
Okay.
Has the family gone over to Leawood Elementary? Okay, because we have...
No, they haven't. Okay. The director of nurses thought it was best for them to stay here because he definitely was injured.
Okay.
And she figured that, you know...
We've taken them to Swedish, Central, Lutheran, and University.
Yeah, and I've called all of them.
And if he's not there, then he's not been transported yet.
Okay, so they are still triaging and...
Triaging and
okay.
Still transporting.
Okay, it's just hard when you're waiting.
They've been waiting since 11 o'clock.
Yes, as long as she knows that they're still triaging.
They're still triaging, they're still transporting.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Right now, I'm not for sure how long longer it's going to be. We've got the phone number here. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
We're not for sure how much longer. All I can say is keep checking back.
Okay, if I explained to the cops that I needed to get down there, would they let me through, do you think, or?
That's possible. It depends on still how much more they have to search or do anything else down there. It's possible. You could try it, but...
Okay, do you know if Leawood Drive is blocked?
I know right there, Leawood Drive and Pierce is right where Comantos was, so...
Right.
If it's still there, I would assume it's still blocked, and as far as I know, we haven't pulled out yet.
Okay. Well, thank you, and good luck with that.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Who could tell us the death toll, please, in this shooting at Columbine High School, please? I'm ringing from Television New Zealand.
Okay, sir. Let me have somebody call you.
We've got a news bulletin going to air very shortly. We are on the other side of the world. I know that you're flat out there. We're just trying to sort of get some accuracy because we've heard anything from 3 to 25.
Okay, either I can take your name and number, or you can wait for the media person to get off the phone call, and then we can deal with
it. Well, could I wait? Would that be all right?
Yeah, that's fine, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, lovely. Thank you.
Okay, hold on, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Please enter the caller ID number. Please enter your telephone number.
If you need some detectives to help in any way, shape, or form, please wanted me to volunteer and see if you needed anybody to come down there.
Okay.
If you have a point of contact.
What's the number to reach you at, ma'am?
762-2460. That would give you dispatch.
Okay. All right.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
My name is Mike Dunn. I'm with the Bailey Company. We own the Arby's Restaurant. We'd like to take sandwiches to the people at Columbine Library, but I wanted to make sure that, one, we could get there, and two, it wouldn't create more of a problem for you guys.
Okay. Hold on just 1 minute.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. How may I help you?
On our answer machine at 11:36, it sounded like a gunfire, and then it sounded like somebody cocking a rifle.
Uh-huh.
And my grandson goes to Columbine High School.
Okay.
And we wondered, is there any way that through the phone company, if we can find out where the call came from?
Well, not since there's been other calls on the phone. Since you've called me, there's no way of tracing that.
Oh.
You'd have to pick it up right after the call was made, dial like *57, and then they could trace it.
Oh. But the phone company wouldn't have any records or anything?
They may. I can have our deputy call you back and get a little bit more information from you.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay, your name?
Vicky.
Your name?
Vicky.
I'm sorry?
Victoria.
Victoria?
Bell.
Okay. And your last name?
Bell.
And your phone number?
932-7479.
7479. Okay. I'll go ahead and get this to him. He's got quite a list here that he's trying to call back, but he'll be interested in this, okay?
Okay. He can either ask for me or my husband, Dan.
Okay. Dan. Okay, great.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye.
Communication.
Hey.
Hey.
Anyway, getting a hold of the command post, but
do you need?
I need to give up some info about that guy we contacted earlier.
Do you have a number to the command post that goes through to him? What was the first? Ready?
Yep.
347.
Okay.
2920.
Okay. And who's going to be there?
Who answers that when you call it? Whoever's sitting in the bus right next to the phone.
Okay.
Dean Davis.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm trying to reach a contact who could help me obtain an interview with a SWAT team member for a show we're doing at 8 o'clock your time tonight.
The SWAT team is still tied up on the situation, ma'am.
Okay.
I can't guarantee you that they're going to be done with this in time to do an interview.
Is there anybody I can speak with on the scene that could help me obtain an interview from somebody?
Hold on just a moment.
Thank you.
911, what is your emergency?
The emergency is I can't get home, for Christ's sake. I live in Leawood, and the stupid cops are stopping me at the door.
Okay, so they've got a very serious emergency situation going on
there. There. In my neighborhood, Leawood is not involved in it. I need to get home, too. Why don't you pull your stupid cops off of this?
Hi, this is the reason we paged you. We were hoping you could come down to headquarters to field some of these media calls, but it looks like you're busy up there handling burglaries and what have you, huh?
Yeah, we're on the way to big burglary.
Okay.
Back in that, you want to have someone bring you down?
Why don't you go ahead and give me a call as soon as you're done handling the burglary?
Okay.
Okay, and then we'll see what the disco is at that time.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Thanks, Troy.
You betcha.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Sheriff's Office. Hi, this is Kathy of Rural Police Department.
Hi, Kathy.
And in my office, a lady who works for me named Pasquale, her daughter, Bree Pasquale, she just received notice from her sister that she saw her daughter at the school with a gun held to her head. Can you tell us anything about Bree Pasquale?
Hold on one moment. I'll switch you to a phone number that can, okay?
Thank you.
I'm sure you can.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, is he an officer, a deputy, or is he a civilian up there?
He's a civilian. He's the head of communications.
He's the head of communications?
Right.
What is his formal title? Talked to him for about 2 hours.
We got the communications manager, I believe, is what they call his position.
Communications manager.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Lieutenant Schrader took over. Is there a first initial or a first name on Lieutenant Schrader?
Lieutenant Schrader is Jeff. Or Jeffrey. Jeff.
Okay. And, one last question. And this you might not be able to answer just yet because I imagine you guys are buried. I called in roughly 10:45 with students pinned down in the cafeteria area, and I was on the phone for about 2.5-3 hours.
Okay.
I do not have a clock next to where I was at, and I was a little too preoccupied holding two phones to look at my watch.
Okay.
There's a slim chance you can give me a rough idea what time your first calls came in on this mess at Columbine?
Yeah, let me check here real quick. Hold on just a second. Justin County Sheriff's Office.
Hi, I was wondering if anybody is available at this time to talk to the press.
Even out here, let's see, who we have our guy that was here is in here. Let me try this other number. Hold on.
Okay, thanks.
Jefferson County Sheriff's Office.
Hi, my name is Margaret Maloney. I live at 6448 West Fair. It's a block and a half east of the Columbine High School.
Okay.
I was at work when all this happened, and I came to my son's in Parker after I got off of work at 12:30. I need to know if it's safe for me to go home now.
You probably can't return to your house because they are blocking off the road.
Do you know when I might be able to return home?
As soon as we resolve the situation.
Do you think it'll be sometime tonight?
Yeah, we hope so, of course.
Okay. I left my two doggies locked up in their little pen in the garage, and they've been there since I went to work at 4 o'clock this morning.
Oh.
But, I mean, that's a small worry. I just...
Yeah, unfortunately.
Considering all the...